This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I just finished a new book looking at whether local zoning rules are about preserving the local charm of neighborhoods or whether the rules are discriminatory, really about keeping out the riffraff, as it were. The book's focused on New England, but the argument can be applied to Tony places nationwide. Lisa Prevost has written extensively on housing and real estate for The New York Times and other papers. Her book is called Snob Zones: Fear, Prejudice, and Real Estate. Hello, Lisa.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Take us into one of these communities that you believe practice this snob zoning. What makes it a snob zone, and how do residents explain what they're up to?
Well, what I mean by snob zone, I mean, it's kind of a provocative term, but what it means basically is zoning that's particularly restrictive on the residential end. An example would be the town of Roxbury, Connecticut, you know, a farm town that gradually attracted weekenders. But now, they're a place that has become solid four-acre zoning, and that's created some problems for them in terms of people who would like to stay in the town have to leave, and people who would like to come into the town can't afford it.
Well, let's explain that. Solid four-acre zoning, there's been an ongoing debate about whether or not the minimum lot size in Roxbury should be increased to 4 acres. That's a pretty big lot, and that would be a pretty expensive place.
Exactly. And Roxbury is one of the most expensive towns in Connecticut. You could say that that's the way they want it.
You believe that cities and towns that make it easier, not harder, for people from all walks of life to live there, you believe those places are somehow healthier?
For a housing market, it's always healthy to have a range of housing so that people can move up the ladder. I grew up in New Hampshire, and I remember when the small towns did have the bank president living in the same place where the farm laborers lived. And we have lost a lot of that through suburbanization. And as we see the deepening inequities between incomes, I think that's reinforced by some of this zoning.
Lisa, some of the protagonists in your book are developers who, by definition, like to develop land. Do you worry that you're making an argument for ultimately less green space and more sprawl?
I don't think so at all. I don't think that making room for multifamily housing has to come at the expense of the environment. And in fact, the best way to build this housing is to put it in areas that are already built up. And if you do that, then you have less of an impact on the environment. I think what hurts the environment is large lot zoning that pushes housing development out into the countryside. I think people ought to be more worried about that.
Journalist Lisa Prevost has contributed to The New York Times and The Boston Globe. Her new book is called Snob Zones. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.